I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The million-plus Roman Catholics in the Philadelphia Archdiocese have a new leader, the first Hispanic to be chosen for Archbishop here by the Pope. Nelson Perez will succeed Charles Chaput, whose retirement was accepted by the Vatican. And for Perez, it's a homecoming of sorts. He was introduced this morning at the Archdiocesan offices in Center City. KOW's Mark Abrams was there. He's with us live now, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is indeed a homecoming because there's a guy that got all his seminary training and was actually ordained here in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia by then Cardinal Anthony Bevilacqua. He spent 23 years here, Ian, in parish work, and he was also involved in work with Latino Catholics and evangelization. And he said that he's a regular back here. A lot of his seminary classmates are in parish assignments now. He comes here between Christmas and New Year's. He spends the week here and catches up with people, and he said that this announcement for him was just a true shocker. He has been in Cleveland, Ohio, as the bishop for about 2 years or so, and he said when he got the call, he couldn't believe it from the papal nuncio in Washington, and he says, "You're kidding! You don't want me to do this?" And he said, "Well, no, it's not I who want you to do this; it's the Pope." So he said, "Okay, he'll be installed in 3 weeks." I asked him in just a one-on-one we completed a couple of minutes ago that, he's got a heavy plate with lots of work to do in terms of parishes and financial difficulties and dwindling mass attendance, and Perez seemed to take it all in stride.
Thank God there's a lot of work. If not, what would we do, right? Yeah, so I'm joyful about that. That doesn't scare me. There's a lot of things to do, but I thank God there's a lot of things to do. If not, we wouldn't have anything to do.
Well, he also gave props to his predecessor, Archbishop Charles Chaput, who intends to stay in retirement here in the Archdiocese again.
Mark Abrams with us live.